October 28th, 1991. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. 1991 world champions, the Minnesota Twins, in the bottom of the 10th inning, Gene Larkin with the hit with the bases loaded, one out, and the Twins win it again. The second time in 5 years, they've won 40% of all World Series played in the last 5 years. I've been telling people all morning, I am just shot. I apologize for the voice and all the rest of it, but man...
I have a feeling you're not alone.
The most tension from any sport. I mean, this is totally different than 87. In 87, you kind of thought, God, you know, I don't know if they're going to win it or not. You just got to hang in there with them, I guess. It's just fun to be here. It was just glad to be here. That was the deal in 87. This year it was, they better win this thing. They should win it. They won 95 regular season games. 4 out of 5 in the ALCS. First two games. Oh, man. Just wore on you. 5 games decided by 1 run. 3 extra inning games. The 7th game of the series, nothing after 9 innings. What? It's the greatest World Series of all time.
What a performance by Morris.
Jack Morris.
Yeah, he proved, he's worth everything.
Told TK, get off the mound, I'm not leaving.
Did he really?
Well, apparently what he said to him, I think, was, you're going to have 2 pitchers on the mound if you send somebody out, because I'm not leaving.
Because I'm not going anywhere. Jack just said, get off the mound, I'm staying, that's all there is to it. But I tell you, though, Bob just told me something I did not realize. There's a lot of the New York sports fan now in Minnesotans. The Twins win the World Championship, the World Series in 91. They're passing the mic around on the field. They pass it to David West, and the fans booed him.
He got some boos.
Oh my God, after winning the World Series.
I was up in the locker room during that time.
Hey, they let the guy know they don't want to stand for that stuff.
Apparently, you can't get shelled, and, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it. It was just amazing. You know, I tell you, the thing about it is, I made an effort to not go to the ballpark for the American League Championship Series or the World Series. I just wanted to watch it at home, like, you know, the average fan, which is what I am, because I don't have any contact with the teams or anything other than that. You know, I know Andy McPhail. That's about it. But
it's a pretty big contact with the team.
Well, that's not bad, I guess, if you know somebody.
Yeah,
and he's the guy.
Know him.
But Andy and I go to lunch every year in April. I mean, that's kind of a thing we do, and it was nice. But anyway... 7th inning last night. Now, this series has just been draining me for a week and a half. I've gotten no sleep. I felt terrible, right? 7th inning, it's tied nothing. My cable system went out.
Yeah.
It went dead.
You're kidding.
I'm hopping on the phone, calling around all the local bars. You got satellite, you got Mama G's on County Road 30 and 101. Had it on satellite. We went down there, watched the last 3 innings. The cable system went out. It's just, what else could happen here?
Well, that's probably what happened to Faith Daniels. She just, you know, decided, the cable's out, I'll go to
cable's
sleep.
Cable's on, I'm going to bed.
I just see Tom in his underwears diving into the car.
Alice! Oh, man. Yeah, I wasn't upset at all.
Was it standing room only there?
It was fun. I tell you, it was wall to wall.
And the thing people... is, it's about a half-hour drive from your house, isn't it?
No, it's 10 minutes.
Side of town.
It's 10 minutes.
Everyone's in their pajamas at Mama G's.
Oh. Cable
curlers
went out too.
Yeah. Well, everybody's cable went out. It's just so we went down there, and I should say thank you to all the people down there. It was so much fun just to be there with them. Actually, it was kind of an act of God, I think, because it got me out among the fans for the last three innings of the series. That was kind of nice.
Tip a bus over, Tom?
We tipped a bus over. It was fabulous.
Jump off one of the light posts.
I did a somersault and let the crowd catch me. No, seriously. Everybody down there was just having a ball. So one guy got a little too excited. You know how people get really excited and they yell at you and they spit all over you? This guy spit all over my face. It was really nice. But, and then I tell you what, in the bottom of the ninth, with runners at first and second, nobody out, and they didn't bunt, and then sent up Sorrento, I was like, all right, that's it. I can't take it anymore. It was just too exhausting.
Well, nobody could really figure out some of the strategies involved in this thing, but
especially you got a credit. Charlie Lieber.
Yeah, really.
What was that?
What did they bring him in for?
He wanted the game Lieber. Seven, a little more excitement.
Yeah, apparently.
And then, you know, talk about some tense moments. Morris getting out of those situations. The Braves with a man at third. And
Herbeck making a great defensive play. Charging the ball and getting that double play.
Well, yeah. He was playing up in the infield, too, to make sure something like that could happen.
Right,
had he not been up, probably wouldn't have been able to make
it. How about Gagne's Deke? Was that the greatest thing you've ever seen? Lonnie Smith should get a full share, like Sansevier said. Should get a full share for that bonehead play. Oh, man, here's a guy who's been in four World Series with four different teams. First three times he won, but this time, no such luck. And right here, you can say it, man. Those Atlanta Braves are some tough SOBs, man. What a great team they turned out to be.
Well, they got some youngsters, too. They're going to be around a while.
Absolutely.
That pitching.
Did you guys talk to Greg Olson at all after the game?
I heard from him tape-wise, but he was kind of stunned by the whole thing, you know, to come so close.
Sure.
I mean,
you could see they showed up on the big board, him taking his chest protector off.
Mm-hmm.
But you see how sapped he was and how disappointed all of them. They just sat there. There's nothing they can do but watch.
Hey, what's he sapped for? We're the ones that stayed up watching it.
You know, my stomach is still in knots. I kid you not.
Oh, I know. My voice is shot. I'm so tired I cannot even see. It's just amazing. It was emotionally draining, wonderful, and the peaks and valleys and the anger and the happiness.
You know,
my God.
After that, was it Tuesday, game three, was that the 12-inning game? You needed a week to recover just from that one.
I think that's where that really stung me good.
Yeah.
You know, and then from that point on, it's just been, what else could happen?
Because they probably should have won that game. They probably should have won game three.
Yeah.
As it worked out, the people at CBS are ecstatic, man. Go seven games, and five of them are decided by one run. And, what, four of them in the final at bat?
Isn't that something?
That's correct. Is it not four of them were decided? Well, they had
to be. Four of them were decided by the last pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And the final at bat, I think, five from the final at bat.
Good God. Mm. What a World Series. And you go down the line, the plays that were made, that highlight tape is going to be great, all the way from pulling Ron Gant's foot off the bag at first.
He's got everything.
The Deke play. And
the collisions at home.
The catch by Puckett against the plexiglass out there. Dan Gladden saving runs running down the...
They better not have Jack Buck making the call on Puckett's catch.
Yeah, what? Honestly, guys, like you said, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, but he makes
what
a great catch
that?
In the game, and he got it.
That was it.
Yeah.
He got it. Yes. But you know what was really great on Saturday night? After Puckett hits that home run, and Jim Cott takes him aside, Kirby Puckett, great home run here.
Well, kitty.
Well, kitty.
Yeah. You know, man.
Okay. Oh, he skips it. Mailman, I put the ball in play, man, and I'm man. He said man every other word, and Bob was talking about the fact that Al Newman and Kirby Puckett faked a high five, bumped bellies, and fell down.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
You know, I talking to him after the game last night, then I had to ask him, I said, did you get any sleep last night?
Oh, no
Saturday?
Way.
Said he didn't even get to bed until like 5 in the morning. Whoa. Woke up again at about 8:30, 9 o'clock.
He was practicing that belly slap.
Well, what happened when we win tonight? Let the chip fall where they make it, do the belly bump.
You know, it was also a great sight. They keep it on long enough to see Larkin and his wife.
No.
She jumped in his arms like a catcher jumps
isn't
into a pitcher's
great?
Arms. It is
great. This is wonderful. Larkin, plus the fact he's a KQ listener, so he's only fitting.
The guy's got the bad
So what could you say about Larkin, though, Tom?
He was very fortunate.
What would you think? I'd like to know what was going through Brian Hunter's mind when the ball went over his head and he had to chase it.
He said, man, I look a lot like Todd Bridges. Do you notice that?
He has.
He looks just
Nolan
like
has the space from his eyebrows to his eyes. It's like a foot.
It's about a foot.
It's one of those cartoon characters, those kind of that distance.
You know, man, I look a lot like Todd.
Well, this is over. I look a lot like Todd. He's seen his reflection in a plexiglass.
No wonder he couldn't get to it.
I look a lot like Todd Bridges, man.
Damn, look at that.
You know, my shoulders and my upper chest are just aching. I guess from all the high-fiving or jumping up and down or
throwing
clapping.
Chairs.
It's something.
I'm could be that guy spitting in your face.
You know, it was so fitting the way this thing ended.
Probably got malaria now or something. It
was so fitting, though, that Gene Larkin gets the hit. I mean, it was just typical of the way the season went for the Twins.
It made perfect sense.
They had a different guy come through when they really needed him.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the games going down to the wire. And the Twins winning many games in that same fashion. Not as dramatic as last night.
Well, but like a series, you got Lemke as a star. There's Jerry Willard becomes a star. Leas was a star.
How about Carl Willis?
Yeah.
There is no Game 7 without him in Game 6. What a tremendous year Carl Willis had.
Did a great job.
Just a tremendous job from this guy. Well, everybody on the team. Well, maybe not David West.
he did the job in the ALCS.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely, he did. That's why I did. He shouldn't have been booed. I mean,
it wasn't the entire stadium.
It wasn't 55,000 people.
I was surprised, too, that more people. I mean, there were thousands that stayed, but two-thirds of the stadium must have emptied.
Oh, not for the first half hour, 45
When they were going making that victory lap, I was surprised people left.
I'd say
they wanted to go tip over cars.
A fourth of the crowd had left at that point.
No, there were a lot more than that. Entire upper center field bleed. All the,
I didn't look up there. Just,
the right,
I was going by the volume. It was loud.
Oh, it was loud, but a lot of them left.
Stop fighting,
yeah. Yeah, really.
Controversy.
Hey, how about this one? Frank Viola. Look at what McPhail has done to that team. They're in last place. Okay, Frankie B, that's all we got to say. Did you hear Ralph Wiley on ESPN yesterday? He said they should disband the New York Mets. They're a horrible team that only have two major leaguers on their entire roster. Just get rid of them because the Yankees should be the only New York team. We'll take a 60-second break. Be right back after this. Oh, should Willard Scott, what is wrong with him?
He got under the Twins cap today?
No. You know what he said? Oh, what a great game. I just tell you what, it was the greatest game I've ever seen, and I'm not going to sit here and gloat, ladies and gentlemen, but the feeling is just overwhelming. Just the greatest game. How about those Redskins?
Ooh.
What? I mean, they are a great team, but wake up and smell the coffee, there was, you pinhead.
There were a lot of people watching that Redskins-Giants game last night.
Plus, I tell you, flip a coin, wear the hair hat or not.
Did you hear what Costas said wrapping up their football coverage yesterday?
About Mark and Brian?
Yeah, he says, okay, folks, tonight, of course, you've got the Redskins and the Giants in the NFL. You've got that World Series Game 7. Or for those of you who are looking for an alternative, Mark and Brian right here.
And Erie, Indiana. We'll be back in 60 seconds at KQ.
Take a long, hard look at yourself. You stand for hours in front of that bathroom mirror. You fuss with your hair. You paint your face and body with skin treatments. You hoist the stones of vanity to develop muscles. You cloak yourself with the badges of fashion, all in pursuit of the look. Well, friend, now it's time to look within and build your body from the inside out. How? With milk. Milk is protein to keep muscles rippling with power, riboflavin to keep a spark in your eye, and calcium for Herculean bones and the bright smile your mother loved. Friend, it is easy to fall victim to the outward allures of the flesh, but even easier to atone for them. Simply take your empty glass, pour it tall and cold, fill it with milk, place it to your lips, and drink. Friend, this is how it feels to build your body from the inside out.
Get on a health kick with milk. Minnesota Dairy Promotion Council, American Dairy Association.
It's 7:40 now, 20 minutes till 8 o'clock at KQRS, the KQ Sports Update with Terry Train, Tony Lee and Tommy B, Bob Sansevier and Jeff Passholt. And This morning at 4 a.m., I got up and turned the television on, and Will Chamberlain was being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way 20,000 women slept with that guy. He's eerie looking. Like, 20,000. That's three a night for 20 years.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he said he slept with 20,000 last week.
Huh.
Three a night for 20 years.
How'd it get brought up in conversation?
Well, you ever talk to Wilt?
No.
The most arrogant human being on the face.
I'll tell you what, though. For a guy, what is he, 51?
Hell yeah.
He is put together. I saw him at the NBA meetings.
Not like
meetings.
Raquel Welch, buddy. There's a 51-year-old for you.
I saw him at the NBA meetings walking around the pool.
Well, he must have been with two women.
Speedo
then.
Bikini.
I'm surprised he had time to walk around. Yeah.
There's a man who's taking some penicillin in his day.
Oh, God.
20,000 women. Yeah. I don't think... Have any of us ever met or even seen 20,000 women? Well, at the Dome.
That would be one a night for 60
and
years.
I'm sure he counts.
Yeah. Cha-ching!
Well, maybe that's a... Is that a guy thing?
There was a great quote on one of the broadcast affiliates in town here. This woman apparently wasn't thinking, but she said... This guy was talking about the fact that he interviewed Ted Turner, right? And this woman on another... facility in town, we shall say, said to this guy, "Well, when you interviewed Ted, did you ask him why Jane is always touching his head?"
Weird.
Who said it?
I'm telling you.
They're like a couple of high schoolers.
They are, aren't they? A couple of high schoolers with about $500 million bucks in their pocket.
Outside the Twins locker room down there in Fulton County Stadium, there's a crowd of media outside the locker room, and there's also the driveway that goes around the bowels of the stadium.
And we do mean bowel.
Yeah. And they're saying, get out of the way, important people coming, so we move. There's Jimmy Carter and his wife going by in a golf cart, and they jump into one of these caravans and drive away.
So they were ahead of the important people.
Sounds funny.
Yeah, you know.
Jimmy and Rosalind on a golf cart.
Yeah, you know, but the next thing is somebody saying, hey, it's Ted and Jane, and I look. In a red Ford Taurus.
All right.
He's driving along, and Jane practically on his lap, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This guy with all his dough, he's driving himself a Ford Taurus.
You mentioned Carter, a quick story about him. He was in the other night, and he's talking to Avery. He goes by. You know, he's got Secret Service men with him because past presidents or former presidents do. He turns a corner and goes outside. The Secret Service men are still inside getting Avery's autograph.
They're really keeping an eye on him, huh? Nice job, fellas. He's got that good severance. What does he care, right? He get that check rolling in every month. Who gives a damn?
You know what he looks like? He looks like Don Knotts. A little bit of a bloated Don.
Really?
Yeah, he does. I show some, I looked at him through the binoculars. A bloated Don Knotts.
Oh, it was Three's Company days.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you the other thing. I looked down the third baseline last night, and in those newly constructed seats about halfway down.
Yeah.
Evander Holyfield wearing the Braves hat.
He has never seen a team win from Atlanta in a big game. I think they asked him, don't come anymore. Yeah, every time he's shown up, they've lost.
I'll tell you what, though. Those Twins fans around him were behaving.
Yeah, what are you going to... Hey, you, take that hat
off.
Well,
he told security, I understand, he didn't want anyone around him. Nobody asking for autographs. He wanted to be left completely alone.
What? Asking for his autograph? He's a nobody. Heavyweight champion of the world. Who gives a damn? I'm serious. Like, come. Who cares?
I might like one.
You were talking about Costas. Oh, yeah. Before we move on to that, Terry saw a banner that said, "Hey, Ted and Jane, get a room."
Yeah,
they're all over each other.
Yeah, that was on Saturday.
But anyway, on Costas' show, he had Don Rickles on. And he started talking about, say we're out, right? Well, wait a second. If we were out, that'd mean me and you were hanging out, and that's out of the question. Oh, the greatest.
Yeah, that was funny. Did you see his anniversary show? You know, we didn't air that Costa show up until, like, the last 6 months or so. We hadn't been airing it on your TV. But he had his anniversary show. That thing was outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Vikings won yesterday 28-0. Okay, what else?
Hey,
actually, Gannon looked good.
Yeah, not too bad. Go down there. Herschel gets three touchdowns for him. Sign gets the other one.
Terry Allen with some good running. Fenny looked good.
Yeah, the Vikes kind of spread out their running game a little bit on a very soggy field down there.
I tell you what, it was nice to see mud on the uniforms.
Wasn't
it? That was nice to see.
What a throwback.
Real football.
Doesn't happen often enough.
All right. Is that
4-5 of the Vikes now, and Chicago knocks off on beating New Orleans. Detroit beats Dallas, so they're at 6-2.
Yeah, that was amazing. I didn't think that was going to happen.
How about Morton Anderson? Good 60 from 60. Yarder.
Yeah. How about those Redskins?
How about those Redskins? I tell you what, they are, without question, the best team in football.
Yeah, they beat the Giants last night, 17-13.
Oh. May as well give them the Super Bowl ring right now.
Talk about
nobody's going to touch them.
Angry Native Americans. Wait till the Super Bowl gets here.
Oh, my God. The Redskins.
That's right.
Get the Redskins and the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Is that going to do it?
Yeah, the Stars won over the weekend, but you know, yes, everybody's talking baseball.
Matter of fact, a shutout by Casey.
Yeah, they shut out Boston.
Shut out the Bruins.
Robert, aren't you going to tell Tom to pull those pins out of the Braves players?
We're going to pull all the pins out of the voodoo dolls, so all the Catholics settle down, calm down, everything. But I want to point out something. The pulled muscle in Stanton's back. Ron Gant didn't do a damn thing. Lonnie Smith's brain didn't
brain
work.
Cramp.
The brain cramp. The voodoo works again, just like it did in 87, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the Eagles at KQ92.